My goal is to help you become who you were created to be, so you can do what you're created to do, so you can go where you were created to go. I'm Eric Hampton, and welcome to my leadership podcast. Greetings. Thank you for spending a few minutes and moments with me today. By subscribing, you will be notified when a podcast is released. And please take a few seconds to leave a review. I really appreciate your support. If you're a Kanye fan, you're going to love this podcast. If you love gospel music and the message behind it, you're going to really appreciate this podcast. And if you love leadership, of course, this podcast is for you. So without further ado, let's dive right in. Historically, Kanye West has fans that stand in line for his shoes, and now they stand in line for his Sunday service. See, Kanye brought his Sunday service experience to Chicago on Sunday, September 8th. And according to CBS Channel 2 Chicago, although the pavilion gates opened at 7 a.m., one fan reportedly waited at the venue since midnight and another since 2 a.m. Kanye returned to Chicago to perform his Sunday service at Northerly Island at 9 a.m. This gathering is infamous and famous. Some call it anointed, while others label it ambiguous at best. So, what exactly is Kanye's Sunday service? It's a church service, a Kanye concert, and a spiritual movement all rolled up into one. Or at least I think so. And for me, it exudes leadership that I'd like to share with you today. First, there was no stage. Catch that. There was no stage. Kanye literally took the stage without a stage. Kanye chose to opt out of using a stage or platform to perform his popular Jesus Walk song or his entire concert. He also chose not to have one available for his massive and perfectly pitched gospel choir that were also on the program. They all contributed from the middle of the venue, surrounded by fans. The fans and attendees surrounded the performers with support and energy and good vibes. I believe Kanye purposely didn't have a stage because he prepared a stage for everyone in attendance. It wasn't about being seen or even being heard. It was about being amongst community, family, and friends. And as leaders, perhaps we can borrow a page from Kanye. What if we didn't prepare a stage for ourselves, but instead we prepared a stage for everyone who's with us? That's what leaders do, and that's how movements begin. Second, the event was 100% free. Did you hear that? Kanye performed. He facilitated a concert that was 100% free. And although you needed a ticket to attend, the entire event was entirely free. Attendees secured their tickets online via Live Nation, but the event was free. There was no charge. I'm repeating myself because I want you to catch this. It was free. There was no charge. No one passed the collection plate. No appeal for an offering. Kanye booked one of the city's largest venues, flew out dozens of highly skilled choir members, and secured a premium production team to echo the sound amongst the waves of people, all for free. Now, of course, we know nothing is free. The venue wasn't free. The choir wasn't free. Musicians weren't free. Airfare for them to get there wasn't free. To bring all of the hardware that they needed for the music and the technology wasn't free. The audio and tech team and these experts weren't free. Additional support staff weren't free. But as leaders, we understand certain things we do are priceless. And sometimes we have to budget accordingly to share an experience that money can't buy. Kanye literally and financially took care of the bill so this community of fans and friends could experience something they had possibly never experienced before. These decisions require courage, vision, long-term planning, and heavy resources, but the potential impact and influence is worth it. Lastly, Kanye had limited security. Kanye was at home. He came home. The prodigal returned. He was amongst a few thousand of his closest friends. Kanye had limited barricades and members of his security team to protect him. Now, this is highly unusual because this was a huge liability issue. You can only imagine it, right? We can only imagine what could have happened, and we thank God that nothing did happen. After all, this is Chicago. Chicago is known, unfortunately, for having more bullets in the air than mosquitoes. But Kanye walked amongst the people. Did you catch that? Kanye walked amongst the people. Does that sound familiar? Jesus also walked amongst the people. As leaders, do we walk amongst the people? We should greet the COO and the custodian at the same level or with the same level of hospitality. We should treat the new hires as if they've worked for us and with us and showed loyalty for the ones who have been with us for 20, 25, and 30 years. Now, I know many people take issue with Kanye and some of his antics, motives, and politics, and you have valid, documented reasons to have such reservations. But I believe we can learn from everything and everyone, including Kanye. And regardless of his political views or religious views and possibly opinions and beliefs, I'm just glad he came back home and offered this experience. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. And please take a few seconds to leave a review. And until next time, lead right where you are.